or mytakeatthetakeaway.org. So were you watching the NBA Finals last night? If you were, in addition to all of the ESPN spectacle of that coverage on ABC last night, if you looked carefully down courtside, you could see in little letters there on the sort of apron in front of all the tables where the officials were sitting, get your tickets for the WNBA at WNBA.com. Yes, the boys get out of the way as of last night, and the WNB season gets started. Here to talk about it is WNBC writer for ESPN.com, Michelle Vopel. She joins us from Kansas City, Missouri, in the studios of member station KCUR. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
Yes, so the WNBA season begins. And first of all, if you're fans of the Orlando Magic, and they didn't comport themselves very well last night, you're going to really like the style of game that is played by the women. It's more a team sport. It's focused on team shooting percentages and maybe a little less focused on the star style of play that the Lakers exhibited last night.
Yeah, I think obviously with the NBA, you're looking at, I think, the best athletes in the world at anything. And the just the individual skill level, the things they're able to do, aren't replicated quite the same. The body sizes obviously are quite different with the women. So the style the women play still, while it can be quite spectacular, actually, is more dependent on a team game. It's more dependent on running your plays. And also the women fit on the court a little bit more like basketball used to be. You don't have the gargantuan sizes. And so the court size, I think, and the skill level of the women make the team game something that that works very well for them.
In theory, it should make it more accessible to the fans. But fans this year coming to WNBA games are going to see fewer players on the roster. They're not going to see the Houston Comets, who won the first four championships because of economic reasons. That franchise is gone. They're also going to see higher visibility corporate branding on certain uniforms. Is there a sense of economic desperation in the WNBA this season?
I think there's a sense of economic desperation in the whole world
I've noticed.
It's hitting sports leagues the same way that it's hitting everything else. I don't know that this is necessarily there's necessarily any signs that we've seen early on from this season that are especially negative. I mean, the fact that two of the teams have jersey sponsors now is, to me, is good news for the league. The loss of the Comets was a really difficult thing for the league to go through. This is a four-time champion and one of the inaugural franchises. But this is what happens in professional sports. If you can't survive, you're not going to be propped up for that long. And the WNBA wasn't going to keep that franchise there if they couldn't find a local buyer, and they couldn't. With all sports leagues, you're going to have economic difficulties in different regions of the country that can affect the longevity of franchises. And in a league like the WNBA, which is still establishing itself, it's in its 13th season, but it's still, I say it's right now, it's kind of a gawky adolescent,
right,
in terms of in the sports entertainment market.
A 13-year-old.
There's growing pains, and yep, every year, we go through some, and we're used to that. And when anybody who's involved in women's sports, there are specific growing pains because it's women, and it's a more limited audience for a variety of reasons. But, you know, the league is still here after 13 years, and the fact that it is still going, in some ways, it's like, what is it, showing up is 75% of life. Well, they're still showing up.
No, it's a great achievement. And let's talk about the faces, the talents, the teams that are going to be the narrative of this season, as you can see it going forward.
Well, it's interesting because, just a week ago when the season started, most of us who follow the league and think we know what we're talking about would have said that Los Angeles was the favorite for the WNBA title, team loaded with talent. Right now they're struggling. They're at the bottom of the Western Conference. And we've seen some surprises. A team like Minnesota that has a lot of young players, players that maybe people are becoming more familiar with just because they had visibility during the NCAA tournament in their college careers. That team surprised a lot of people. Same way in the Eastern Conference. There's been some surprising results in the first week. And I think one of the things, the downside of the rosters being smaller, being 11 players instead of 13, obviously is there are fewer jobs. And that is definitely a reflection of economics. The upside, because you always want to look at the bright side, is the teams are incredibly talented. You have to be very good to make a team in this league, and so the parity in the league is very strong.
What do you think it's going to take in either the style of play or the kind of emergence of personalities that's going to bring young girls to really focusing on the WNBA as fans, as kind of obsessive fans, as happens with the NBA, the men's game?
I think the progression of something being around, you know, when, you know, I'm 44 years old and I grew up loving the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. It had been around when my dad was a little boy. He grew up with it. Then I grew up with it. He passed that down to me. And it's something I've had all my life. You know, people always talk about sports teams being the one thing that doesn't change. You know, everybody and everything else might leave you, but you still have your team. And that's why I think it's so important to have a women's sports league. You know, we've had the LPGA and the Women's Professional Tennis Tour, but those aren't teams. Those are individual sports where players pass through. You can have a favorite player, but her time is going to, you know, pass by and she's going to retire. With a team, you can have that association with it. You can have that kind of love of your team your whole life. And I think it's really necessary to have that for girls, to have that thing that they can relate to.
At age 13, the WNBA is in that zone where it starts to pass from mother to daughter, that orientation with the team and the idea that you pass a fan identity from one generation to the next. Michelle Vopel, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
Michelle Vopel is a WNBA writer for ESPN.com, covering the beginning season of the WNBA. And now Femi Okeh has a couple of quick headlines here. Femi, sorry about that. But